Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for June 14th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening. And first, I'd like to thank Sister Darlene Williams for covering for me for the past several weeks. I also want to thank all of you for my birthday prayers, thoughts, and wishes, especially Deaconess Yvonne Butterfly Harris, who sent me a text message on May 30th at 2:47 a.m. wishing me a happy birthday. So I just want to say thank you, Sister Harris, for thinking of me at such an early hour in the morning. I also would like to thank all of you for your thoughts and prayers regarding my sister Tracy, who is still hospitalized. She has been moved back from the rehab hospital to the main hospital. She's in unit 2D as in divine, room 9B as in blessed. So if you are at Washington Hospital Center at any point this week, please consider stopping by and saying hello to my sister Tracy. She would greatly appreciate it. Tonight's prayer service is dedicated to the Machete family in honor of their loved one and our First Baptist Church choir member, Millicent Machete. I have two things for you to keep in mind. Please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, and all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Thank you so much. I'm here to praise the Lord, First Baptist Church family and friends. I'm here to honor him, Lord Jesus. I'm giving you all the praise, honor, and the glory. You know, we have a family in Church Baptist that love each other dearly. And we do a lot of things for each other. And I want to say just thank you, Father, for just being there for each one of us, day in and day out. Thank you for the love that you have bestowed upon us and continue to do it, Father, because like I always say, I'm a humble servant of the Lord, love him. And I know you love him. And I know the Father loves us dearly. And I want a special prayer for my Deacon brother, Deacon Machete, and his wife, who's gone home to be with the Lord and the family. And I want to praise everyone, you know, because we love each other so much. I just got to keep saying that, dear Lord. We're a family of brothers and sisters. We're a family of loving with no strings attached, doing things for nobody, looking for nothing in return, just love. So, Father, I say thank you. Thank you so much for what you already done and what you're going to do. There's a lot of things going on in this world. I know you don't like it, Father. One thing I know for sure is you will take care of it. It's already done. And we're going to keep on praising you and honor you and give you all honor and the glory. This is your world, Father. And you know what? We're just glad to be in it. So, Father, thank you for officers, family, and friends. Thank you for the love you have for each one of us and our families. And continue to heal us and let us touch the hem of your garment, dear Lord. There are a lot of sickening and shedding members, and we need you, little Lord. We need you tremendously. We need you, Father. Heal us, Lord, if it's thy will. continue to guide us, Lord Jesus, in the way you have us to go. The one thing I do want to say in closing, I thank God for you, Jesus. I thank you. You died for us. In 3 days you got up with all power in your hands. And I want to thank you. Thank you over and over again. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Deacon Bazemore.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, family, friends, and visitors. I'll be reading from the book of 3 John, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. Okay, 3 John, verse 1 through 8. And I have a reading from the NIV version. And it reads, "The elder to my dear Gaius, who I love in truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans." Verse 8 reads, "We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may walk together for the truth." Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading and the hearing of his mighty, mighty word. That was 3 John, verse 1 through 8. Amen.
Amen, amen. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, saints. Let us look to the Lord. Gracious Father in heaven, we once again thank you for allowing us to participate in this Wednesday evening prayer service. We thank you, Father, for providing the platform that enables us to come together in fellowship, in worship, and in prayer to lift up our prayers, concerns, as well as our praises, Father God. But as you heard Sister Tinsley say and Deacon Dryden, we come this evening with very heavy hearts. We lost another First Baptist family member, and it hurts, Father God. We feel that loss, but all praise be to you, Father, that you make it possible for us to come as one, to share in the grief and the sorrows of one another. And you tell us that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we lean on you, Father God, to wrap your ever-loving arms around the Machete family. Comfort them, console them, provide them whatever they stand in need of, Father God. And the same holds for the rest of us at First Baptist Church, because we we need that comfort and consoling as well. And Father, we also want to make certain that we always remember our other sick and shut-in members and our other bereaved families. Touch them as only you can, Father God, for you can fill the void in their hearts with your infinite love and mercy. So we ask you tonight, Father God, to just put your tender and loving arms around each and every one who's feeling the strain of bereavement or someone who's in their sick bed or unable to move about and handle their daily routines as some of us are blessed to be able to do. And Father, we also ask that you allow us to take time to reflect and let the Holy Spirit take hold. Let us shut our mouths sometimes, Father. Let us turn off that boob tube and these smartphones and other devices that tend to dominate our lives. Let's just silence them, Father God. Quiet them so that the only voice we hear is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And this we ask in the precious name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Kevin Freeman will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Let's talk to the Master. Father, our God, our leader, our maker, we come to you right now, dear Lord, just lifting you up with just so much thankfulness, dear Lord, for how you have brought us thus far. Dear Lord, I just ask you to be with those who are going through so much trial and tribulations right now, dear Lord. Give them what they need, dear Lord, to stand stern, firm for you, dear Lord. Oh, Father, I ask you to be with the bereaved families, dear Lord, of First Baptist. I thank you for a First Baptist church family, dear Lord. It's a great thing, dear Lord, how you brought us all together, how we there for each other. Dear Lord, I ask you to just be with the pastors and the ministers, dear Lord, and their families. Be with all of us, dear Lord. We need you, dear Lord. Father, I ask you to be with this dying world, dear Lord. I mean, you just carry us through so much, the smoke coming through the air, dear Lord. Dear Lord, you allowed us to make it through that, dear Lord. The pandemic, dear Lord, you allowed us to make it through there. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, your darling son who came and died for us, who's even sitting on the right hand now, pleading our case, dear Lord. We ask for forgiveness, dear Lord. Oh, Father, be with those who's over in Russia and over there in Ukraine, dear Lord, that's fighting, dear Lord. Oh, Lord, just cease that war if it be thy will. Father, thank you for just blessing us in so many ways. I ask you to be with the speaker tonight, dear Lord, the inspiration speaker, that we may hear, dear Lord, and receive it, dear Lord. Oh, Father, I just thank you for everything that you do in all of our lives. Dear Lord, let us not take things lightly or for granted, dear Lord. Let us keep looking up to the strength where our help comes from, dear Lord. You're such a good God. You're a marvelous God. Dear Lord, just let us just keep talking about you, telling people all about you who don't know you. Be with our government, dear Lord. It's in such a turmoil, dear Lord. Have mercy, dear Lord. In your son name, Jesus Christ, I do pray and ask all this. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Mary Johnson Williams, who was a member of the First Baptist Church Choir and Adult Sunday School Class Number 2.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is
Oh, wow, the goodness of God. Good evening to everyone, and thank you for tuning in this evening. I also want to acknowledge Deacon Bazemore, who asked if I would share a moment of inspiration for our prayer meeting tonight. He is one of the most humble people I know, and he asked so nicely, I couldn't say no, even though I had no idea what I was going to say. But I do know God always gives me what I need when I need it. So one morning, as I started my devotion, the scripture for that day resonated with me, and I thought, this is it. This is what I will share. And that scripture is Psalm 105, verse 1, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." This one verse has three points I'd like to elaborate on this evening. And if I were to title it, I would say Attitude of Gratitude. Attitude of Gratitude. We know that David, the author of many of the Psalms, went through so many things, both physically and emotionally, largely because of his sins and disobedience to God, as we all have done. The scripture says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But David, instead of focusing on his situations, or we focusing on the sickness and death of a loved one, or instead of focusing on a bad diagnosis, on your finances or lack thereof, or anything that you could be facing that sometimes keeps you awake at night, David encourages us to point number one, give thanks to the Lord. There are many Bible verses about giving thanks to the Lord. Psalm 136:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And Psalm 9:1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, and I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Now, of course, I can't quote them all, but thanksgiving is the key word here. Giving thanks forces us to take our minds off those things that are causing anxiety. The Apostle Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." When we take the time to express our gratitude to God, our mindset will shift and our hearts begin to fill with joy. Now, point number two, call upon his name. It is comforting to know that instead of calling a friend who may let you down or calling a family member who may not even answer the phone, you can call on the name of the Lord, who will be there every single time. He is the one who sustains us. So intentionally seek him through prayer, studying the scriptures, which means simply read your Bibles, reflecting on his blessings, and inviting the Holy Spirit to speak to you throughout the day. The good news is he's waiting to hear from you. Psalm 116:2, because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. So people talk to him. The third and last point, make known his deeds among the people. Simply means run and tell it. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. testify about his goodness. The moment you start talking about what he's done for you already and what he's doing right now, your mind will shift. Your attitude pivots. Your situation will start to change because you're not focusing on the problem. You are now focusing on the problem solver, and that's God. So try this. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Tell somebody and watch your situation turn around. Amen. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of the evening.
everybody needs to know that Jesus is a coming. So go on and tell somebody. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to open up the lines for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Mary and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is open.
Bless you, Sister Johnson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Johnson, for letting us know how great our God is. It's good that we
hear that, especially from
you. Thank you so, so very, very much.
Amen. 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 Along with the Machete family, please keep Sister Diane Reed George in your prayers. Her funeral was last week in North Carolina, and if you want to reach out to her son, Diego Reed, his number is 919-920-1629. I also want to apologize to you for not uploading the prayer service recordings for May. I will work on that and try to get that done during the long holiday. Speaking of the long holiday, if any of you are off on Monday, June 19th, there are plenty of celebrations all around the DMV. But think about giving back to your community, or think about taking some time for your well-being and health. Amen, amen. We will now proceed with remarks and prayers coming from Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III.
Thank you so very much, Sister Tinsley. Certainly happy to have you back, and certainly praying for you and your family, as well as the Machete family and the family of Sister Reed. The hand of God has moved amongst these families, and yet we know that God is gracious, that it's his power and it's his love that we can find comfort in times like this. We say thank you to all those who participated tonight by rendering prayers, by scripture, and certainly to Sister Mary Johnson Williams for giving us that reminder to have an attitude of gratitude. And yes, it is our goal, it is our cause to tell others about just how good God has been to us. So we thank you for that stark reminder. Please make sure you pay attention to all the things that we've heard tonight. Please forgive the delay for the pastor's letter. It will be out tomorrow, so you'll have all the information that you need in there. This coming Sunday, of course, we celebrate Father's Day. All right. We know that we give a lot of love to the mothers on Mother's Day, and we should. But also we are celebrating fathers on this Father's Day in worship. So make sure, fathers, come on out to worship. You know, join us online if you can't come out to worship. But we want to be there. And, you know, if you have your dad, if your father's still with you, bring him on out to worship. And let's have a wonderful time as we celebrate fathers, remembering the love of our Heavenly Father, whether our fathers are here, whether they've gone on to be with the Lord. And even father figures, those people that we may not have a blood connection to, but God placed them in our lives for just to be able to give us nurturing and growth. We thank God for fathers. And so we're celebrating on this Sunday. Yours truly, I'll be preaching on this Sunday. And like I said, it's just going to be a wonderful time of sharing and celebration. We're so grateful for all that we have shared last week, too. So we thank once again our youth ministry staff, Sister Karima Robinson, and all those who participated last weekend on Saturday and on Sunday, from upstairs to downstairs. It was a great time, so thank you very much for sharing as we celebrated our youth and young adults and our graduates, those that are moving on from one level to another, especially those who are moving on from high school into college. We are so very proud of all of you. So it was a wonderful weekend this past weekend. So we continue to look to the Lord for his grace and for his strength. And tonight, this is why we're here, to be able to say thank you to God Thank you to God as we remember so long ago while we celebrate Juneteenth, that even as those individuals who were in the southernmost part of the country finally got word of freedom, but freedom still came. And so as we think about that, as we think about our own lives, we commit ourselves to God with an attitude of gratitude and in prayer. So the lines will be open for 20 seconds so you can lift up your prayer request unto the Lord. And I say it every Wednesday, believe that the Lord hears your prayers. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds.
Pray for the Flea family. Pray for each and every member of the family. Pray for the Fellowship of First Baptist Church. Pray for Robert McKinnon and his family. For their comfort and well-being. Pray in the world for this country and the President.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Oh, Lord, it's once again we bow before your holy presence, thanking you, God, to be able to step out into nature, to be able to see your hand, the color of the grass. It's not man-made, but it's from you. As the wind sways through the leaves on the trees, we're mindful, God, that you move, your Holy Spirit moves with comfort amongst families who need it as they go through dark times and situations from grief. And even those who, Lord God, are going through turmoil, we know that it is your powerful hand that connects us, that reconnects us, that reconciles us, that guides us, that gives us what we need day by day. Oh God, even in what seem to be the most trivial moments of life, give us what we stand in need of to trust you and to be grateful for who you are. Lord, if you don't do anything else, we know you've already done enough. You've given us what we stood in need of. And times where we were confused in our minds, you gave us peace and you gave us a path. God, we say thank you. We are grateful to you, grateful for our family, grateful for our friends, grateful for our neighbors, grateful for our church family, grateful for the way you've healed, grateful for the way you sustain. And so tonight we come, we lift up our prayer request before you. Every request has been lifted up. We thank you for seeing about it already. We thank you for moving behind the activity of life to be able to get us to that place where you would have us to be. Thank you, God, for moving things out of the way that stand in the pathway that you have prospered for us. And thank you, Lord, for giving us another way. When we thought we should go some way, you redirected us back to your providential will. God, we thank you so much. For, Lord, we're just trying to hold on. We're holding on to your unchanging hand. We're holding on to your grace. We're holding on to your love. We pray comfort for those amongst this church family tonight, all this church family, who are grieving in the loss of Sister Michetti, grieving in the loss of Sister Reed, grieving, Lord God, because that presence is no longer there, and yet the memories linger on. So thank you for the memories. Even in the hardest of moments, allow what we have shared with our loved ones to linger in our mind, that, Lord, we would not forget who you created them to be and who you allowed them to be in our lives. So we pray for your comfort. We pray for your hand. We pray, Lord God, for your peace among all these families and this church family. Lord, we love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Give us the strength in the days, weeks, months, and even years to come. Give us the strength to know that we can tell somebody about you because we are grateful. Grateful for your love, your grace, your peace, your mercy, and even your joy. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. We say amen. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And if God be willing, Sunday is coming. Let's worship together.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for June 14th. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.